Time now to talk Fremantle Dockers, and to do so, it's Chris Bond, the head of the football department there at the Fremantle Dockers, joining us on Trade Radio. We appreciate your time, Chris. Just thought we'd get you on the line to enlighten our listeners as to what you are doing. I know you're a busy man in this particular period, but I'll just start with a question about the forward line. James Podsey-Adley and Scott Gumbledon's names keep coming up. Are you able to tell us where you're at with either of those two men?
Yeah, Damien, look, very much in the infancy stage, to be honest. We're still, probably James first, we're still just in discussions, really, internally, more than anything. I think it's certainly against what we've done with our model previously. That certainly doesn't make it wrong in regards to the fit for us. But we're still talking it through it internally. I think once you start talking about somebody, you know, that age and experience to come through your door, they need to offer a bit more than, and the talent, and James does that, certainly. Yep. In experience and leadership, and as a person, the feedback on him is exceptional. So, yeah, very much in the infancy stage. We're not going to be rushing through it, and we're probably just talking about it internally more than this.
Is Jesse White another possibility amongst those discussions?
No, look, our inquiries have shown that he's keen to get to a Melbourne club, and I think Collingwood's that club of choice. So, from our point of view, I think there was an initial inquiry made if that was something that we were going to discuss first, but no, it didn't get any further than that.
Yeah. Is it something you believe you absolutely need to go into 2014, Chris? Just some form of support that may not have been there in that second half of the grand final to your guys in the forward line?
Look, it's certainly there's certainly holes in our list, and we're on record in regards to saying that. You know, I think the shift from 2008 onwards, we've certainly worked really hard to be able to get as much talent as we can through the door, and certainly then get the balance of our list right. And there's certainly, the obvious is that, you know, Pav and Luke are both turning 32 in December, and we know that we need to do that. I think the best thing would be to draft your own and develop your own, and unfortunately that hasn't been the case in the last few years, and we'll just keep working through it.
Well, you've got young Matty Tabner there, who obviously will be maturing and developing as it goes along. I mean, clearly, you're looking for key position players for the future. My call on it was just that sometimes a stopgap, if it's not actually slowing down the process of developing the next guy, is not necessarily such a bad thing when you've really got an opportunity of a flag while those other blokes are there.
No, it's a good call, Plough, and that's certainly been our talk over the next couple of days, and that's really reiterating again that the person you bring in needs to offer something else as well, and James certainly fits that bill. I mean, I think people who know him know the quality of person that he is, and that's right. Probably 3 or 4 years ago, stopping the development of our younger players was certainly a key point because they needed to play and we got games into them. But yeah, it's certainly a discussion point from our end.
On a lighter note, did you have a giggle when the rumours were floating around about Nat Fyfe and selection number one there? I wouldn't have thought you blokes would be giving him away for anything.
No, I think once you get the young developing players like that in, and you put the work into him, and then he responds the way he does by the way he plays and the way he works. I mean, I think from our end, we need him to be a future leader and a 200-plus game player at our club.
Oh, he looks like being an absolute star of the game. Just on that note, was the question asked?
No, definitely not.
No, wasn't asked, Evan.
I think it was just one of those ones that we all hear along. And to be honest, I got told by someone else, so I didn't even really take it that seriously either. So.
Scotty Gumbledon, where does he fit? I mean, obviously a WA boy, the Podsey-Adley thing's one side of the equation. Gumbledon, a homegrown WA product who's probably more in the age factor. Does he come into play at all?
Yeah, he does. Look, we went down a path last year with him and certainly got the medicals done, and Ross and I sat down and had a chat to him as well. So that's certainly in our discussions, and we'll be making contact with him and Paul Connors, his manager, and just sitting down and talking about where he's at with his body and also where he's at in regards to his desire to continue to play. I think we all know his story. I mean, for a high draft pick a number of years ago, it's been quite tragic what's happened to him. But, you know, his resilience has been outstanding to fight his way back. And I think this year, being able to play 17, 18 games of football, both at the top level and secondary level, and being able to perform is significant. So we'll continue with our due diligence there, and certainly, you know, we already know from last year he's a quality person as well.
Colin Sylvia coming to your football club, from outside it seems like a good move. You know, kicks the ball well, mature body. You know, where you guys are, it looks a really good move.
Yeah, look, we're really pleased, player. We sort of have done a fair bit of work about free agency before it came in, and it's certainly been in our model to attack free agency and certainly get players through that. I mean, he was in the same draft as David Mundy. He's a high draft pick. He's obviously got talent. We think under Ross and hopefully this environment, he'll be able to even continue to perform even better. And as a 28-year-old, we feel that he's a player that can run through the midfield and play forward as well. We're certainly looking forward to it, and we're pleased to get it over the line.
Do you guys give the AFL feedback on where you actually sit with compensation? Where do you sit on that? Are you in agreement with the compensation aspect of the free agency?
Look, I am, but I think when it comes to the free agency, our strategy has been really to attack free agency, but player retention has been an enormous part of that as well for us. So we look at it from both ends.
Sure.
It's about getting paid people in, but it's also about retaining the players. And myself and Brad Lloyd went overseas a year before the free agency came in, and the real message was that, you know, certainly working as hard as you can to not allow your players to get into it that you need to play and need to play in your premiership team to get to that free agency stage. So I think the compensation works in regards to the clubs at the moment. I don't know if that's going to be indefinite, and I think they'll keep reviewing that, but I think it works at the moment.
Chris, just back onto the Gumbledon and Podsy Adley situation. Is it one or the other, or is there a scenario in play possibly where you could consider both?
Yeah, Damien, we haven't looked at that yet. We'll certainly do our due diligence on both. And we are really important that the person has to fit as well. And either of those two, if it was to eventuate, really have to be desperate to play and make sure that they keep doing everything they can to improve our club. So we probably haven't got to that stage yet.
Yep.
We know from a list management model that we do need some developing tools in our back end and forward end, and that's ready-made or development. We know that's an area that we'll continue to work on.
With those two guys in question, I dare say you wouldn't be looking to giving up much in return, if anything at all. Is that fair to say?
Well, I'd just have to have a look a little bit more at Pob's situation, but I think he'd be in regards to where he would sit with it and Scott as well. I think that's secondary. I think from our point of view, let's just see if they fit. Let's do our due diligence on it, which we will throughout the remainder of the week.
Has it been frustrating, Chris? I mean, you've had really good approaches to Travis Cloke 15 or so months ago, Harry Taylor, Jack Revold this year. And look, everyone respects your footy club, but it's obviously been very hard and proving very difficult to get the big player in. Is it just as frustrating as anything you've come across in recent times?
No, I wouldn't say frustrating at all. I mean, it's our job. That's what we do. We're very methodical in what we do. We don't do it ad hoc. We feel that, you know, certainly through our list management committee, everybody's involved in that, so it's signed off. We know what we're doing with it. And look, at the end of the day, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You don't have time, as people will tell you. You don't have time to feel sorry for yourself, and you don't have time to sort of pat yourself on the back either. You've just got to keep moving on. And we think we've done that. And we look, ideally, you get your draft, your key tools, and your key backs in your development. We're not in that situation, but we'll keep going to the draft throughout. The draft has been an important part of our process since 2008, and we'll continue with that.
No, absolutely spot on with all that. But in the due diligence, have you actually asked a question yet of J-Pod's management whether he would consider going to Perth?
Yeah, we have, and on that, I think the feedback that we're getting is that James is really keen to continue with his career, and he's really keen to see if he can strive and get another premiership under his belt, and hopefully we're a club that he could see that in. But like I said, and we've said this to Adam as well, his manager, that it's going to have to fit both parties, and we just need to do a little bit of work on it as well. But all I'll say in regards to James is, you know, the feedback has just been glowing on him, you know, as a person, the way he handles himself, and it's a great story. I think he waited 10 years to play his first game, so I don't think he's too keen to get out of
this. Well, Bondi, I can only wrap him up as well. I had him for a summer down at Tigerland. We actually tried to get the mature age rookie the rules changed at that stage. It ended up changing 12 months or 18 months later. But, no, look, as a bloke, he was just absolutely outstanding.
No, he's fantastic. Agree, yep.
Chris, any other action from the Dockers perspective that you're happy to tell us about right now?
No, look, I think we're on the record to say that, you know, Josh Mellington's a young player of ours, has asked for a trade, so we'll continue to work through that as well. So that's probably the main one from our end, and we'll just see where that unfolds. I think with Josh and his management, that's probably something that'll head into the second week a little bit, but I think with Colin coming in, and I think we've got some younger players that are keen to develop in that area as well, we're happy to help Josh and help him get to a new home. So other than that, we're a bit quiet. But there's still a fair bit of work going on in the background.
And last one, Xavier Ellis from Hawthorn. Any interest there?
Look, he has certainly been connected to us along the way, and we certainly have spoken to his manager. We're talking this week whether we'll get him over and have a look at some medicals with him, but we haven't made that decision yet, but we'll work through that in the next 24, 48 hours.
Chris, as always, appreciate your time on Trade Radio.
Thanks, Damien. Thanks, Blair.